My number one album. Big shocker to me. Also Folklore.
Whoa.
Are you ready to dive into all things Taylor Swift?
Good for a Weekend is the ultimate podcast for any Swiftie.
With new episodes dropping bi-monthly, as well as bonus episodes to give you real-time reactions to the latest rumors and news, it's your one-stop shop for all things T-Swift.
We also love connecting with our fellow Weekenders, so be sure to connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, and or Discord to share all your Taylor thoughts.
Good for a Weekend is available wherever you get your podcasts. I know.
Lamar just is that. Like, it's a perfect album.
Tour set, pop.
So this past weekend, Kayla, Jordan, Corey, and I all Zoomed with each other, and it was super fun because we just played like board games and stuff over Zoom, which was super fun to do. We played like Pictionary, kind of like Pictionary, because there's like a whiteboard feature on it. So that was really fun. And then we also played Taboo, and that was really fun. It's really sad that we're not able to hang out and, you know, enjoy our time together while I'm temporarily here in Missouri.
I know, it is kind of tragic that like the one little time that you're here in Missouri, you're so close, we cannot hang out.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. But I think all of you guys can relate. It's just what needs to be done right now. But since we ended up doing Zoom together, we discovered that, oh, we can use this app or, you know, this site to research together, because you can also share your
screen,
like your screen.
Yeah.
So when you're on a browser or watching a video or something, you can watch it together.
Oh
so we
God.
Don't have
you
to do
guys,
that. It was like revolutionary.
You don't even
for
understand.
Us.
Like, this really is revolutionary. You don't understand how many times like Bethany has counted us down 3, 2, 1 as we try to push play on a video on YouTube at the same exact fucking time. And it's always like, then I'm a little bit ahead and I have to pause it for like half a second and then play it. And then
otherwise, like the sound, it throws you off because one person's just barely ahead of the other. So when we discovered this, we're like, oh my gosh, this just completely revolutionized the way that we're going to research.
Yeah, because we already FaceTimed during research all the time. We FaceTime when we're recording. And so now it's essentially doing that, but also with the ability to share our screens if we need to. So super
it's
cool.
Wonderful.
Super cool. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, Minjoon are the cutest fucking ship.
Oh, they really are. And we'll get plenty of them in today's episode. Or who else is ready to lose sleep to attend front row seats for Bang Bang Con or Bon Bon
Con? Oh my
God,
yes.
I don't know which one to call it. I kind of
know. In my mind, when I read it, I saw Bang Bang Con. So, you know, but like, I really don't know how I'm going to be up to see like all of these concerts.
Yeah, it's really bad for us in the States and in like Canada and stuff because the time zones are pretty tragic. It's rough.
I think the only way that I could have the potential to watch it the whole time is if I put like a specific device just streaming VLive or just streaming on Weverse the whole time. And that's it.
Yeah. It's like 12 hours long for two days.
Yeah. And some of that's like when I'm working. Some of that's when we're supposed to be asleep. Like,
yeah.
Tough.
Yeah. It's going to be rough, but I'm totally going to attend it.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. It's so cool that they're doing this.
Yeah, it's really neat that they're doing this.
Mm-hmm. So if you're here for all of that, then you're in the right place. Because today, we are talking about our favorite V-Live crashes. Or moments when a BTS member unexpectedly arrives and interrupts another's solo V-Live. But before we get into it, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you would like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support you guys have to offer is super appreciated. Thank you for being here and for joining us today. We're super excited for this episode.
Yeah, we're so excited. So I realized that we're 2 weeks into April now, and we haven't picked out a charity of the month yet. It's not that we're not doing one. It's been so crazy and hectic. And I think with taking a week off and then putting two episodes out, we just didn't even think about it. Mm-hmm. And we feel terrible because this is something that we really set out to do this year. We're still going to do it this month. We will pick out one next week for you guys. And hopefully you can join in with us for the last 2 weeks of April. We're probably going to try to do mm-hmm. something that's related to the coronavirus or the crisis or something that can help people out there, you know, experiencing yes. trauma through this pandemic. So mm-hmm.
definitely on the top of our list. We will be doing that for our next episode for sure. That's like number one mm-hmm. to do. Okay. So here's an overview of today's episode. Kind of like what Kayla said, we decided, this was Kayla's idea, to do an entire episode dedicated to V-Live crashes. But we just want to warn you guys that there's a lot of V-Live crashes, and also it depends on what your definition of crashing a V-Live is. We went the straightforward definition, literal meaning of crashing, where another member wasn't invited, or it wasn't like they had planned it in advance, or they said, hey, will you come and be a guest, etc. So these are traditional mm-hmm. crashes where like the member was not expecting someone else to yeah. show up at all.
And this idea kind of came from like when we think about our favorite moments in V-Live, some of our favorite moments are these iconic crash moments where, you know, just something crazy mm-hmm. happens because they get interrupted and they just get, you know, on this topic or something like that. So
they kind of go off on a tangent. Yeah, it's really fun and unexpected. And it makes for really great moments. So that is what this episode is dedicated to. We did decide that there are so many birthday V-Lives where a lot of crashing happens that we thought, that's a really good episode idea in itself. So we're going to dedicate an entirely different episode for BTS members' birthdays that mm-hmm. is going to include both the V-Lives and the Bangtan Bombs that are put out for them. So we don't know when we're going to do that. Probably a birthday-related date of some sort, so probably further down the road. So if you are thinking of a birthday V-Live that gets crushed, it's not going to be mentioned in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So how we laid out this episode is we basically split it up into two topics: Namjoon and then all the other members combined. Namjoon really has his own category just because he is perpetually crashed. Like mm-hmm. it's just something that happens. We don't know why. We love it. We live for it. Whenever Namjoon goes live, he will never get alive just truly to himself without someone peeking in or even calling him or doing something of some sort. Mm-hmm. It's really cute. It's really endearing. And so he is going to be what we start off with. We're going to start off with all the Namjoon V-Lives that we have found where he gets crashed.
Yeah. It's crazy that he ended up with so many that we had to make his own category. But I mean, like you already said, there are definitely ones that are not here, like ones that we missed out on. And I'm just mm-hmm. going to invite you guys right now to, if we miss a crash moment that you love, please tweet at us, DM us or whatever. And we would love to share that, like, you know, or use hashtag iconics and share it with all your other iconic friends, like, because obviously mm-hmm. we're not covering everything here.
there are so many V lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many. So there's probably many out there that we are missing.
Yeah. But I'm just going to start with a V live from November 9th, 2017. And this is Namjoon's Love Yourself Her album review. So early on in the V live, I would say like in the first third, Jimin crashes the V live. He kind of is like outside the door a little bit, you know, kind of peeking in through the frosted glass. And then of course he comes in completely and he's being shy about not having makeup on. He's like covering the bottom half of his face with his hands and it's so cute. And he's just kind of like, you know, chilling in there, not really doing anything. And Namjoon is like, the live is being delayed because of you. Like, what are you, are you in here for something? You know, like, do you need something? And then soon after, J-Hope randomly walks into the studio. And it's so funny, right as he walks in and opens the door, he asks, is this a museum? Because, of course, Namjoon, the collector, has, you know, like, cars and, you know, stuff all over the place. And
yeah, which is really funny now looking back on it, because J-Hope might have more cars than Namjoon at this point. Like, he's just as obsessed with collecting them as Namjoon is.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's why it's so silly. And, of course, J-Hope looks fucking incredible in this, like, little beanie and glowy fresh skin. Mm-hmm. And Namjoon is like, you look so natural. Mm-hmm. And he's this major cutie right there.
Yes.
And then later on, this is the moment that I always remember so much, is Namjoon finishes his coffee and Jimin, who must be watching in the other room, it takes about a minute after he finishes it, and Jimin walks in with a new cup of coffee. And it's just so cute. It's such an adorable...
The fact that he's watching and being so supportive. Yeah.
I feel like this is something that Jimin does too. Typically, like if another member is live, he tries to watch. But I just love that. I just think this is such an iconic Minjoon moment. And Namjoon, as Jimin is leaving, he calls him a fairy, like a, you know, and he even asks him, like, when he walks in, like, are you an angel without wings? And Jimin is like, no, I'm a fairy. And Namjoon is like, okay, he's a fairy. And it's just, it's so cute.
It's so cute.
And then lastly for this one, Jimin comes back in at the end again, but basically just to check himself in the camera, like a mirror, as Namjoon wraps up the live.
Yeah, he's very close to the camera. And I think it's cute. One of the things I remember is Namjoon says something in English and Jimin's right up close to the camera and he's just looking and he waits a moment. It's like Namjoon's waiting for him to say something and he just goes, yeah. Like, yeah. And then he laughs because he's like, he can't think of anything to say in English, but right. It's so cute.
Adorable.
And this is really where it all begins. This Jimin, specifically Jimin, perpetually just crashing Namjoon's V lives.
Yeah.
So the next V live that we're going to talk about is the Love Yourself tier review that Namjoon does. And that was May 29th, 2018. And it was crashed by V, Jungkook, and Jin. So the first one to crash is Taeyang. And it's because at this moment, at the very beginning of the V live, Namjoon is talking about singularity. So Taeyang is behind that, like, Namjoon's door that kind of is frosted. Mm-hmm. So you can,
frosted.
You can see their silhouettes behind it. And they always are being super dorky. So Taeyang's behind that door making hearts and doing weird poses. And then eventually he just opens up the doors just barely enough. He doesn't reveal himself to the camera. He just opens up the door to yell, thank you for writing the lyrics to my song. He closes it, opens it up again, and he says, Army Konsomida, Army, I love you. And then he slams the door behind him. And this is that, I mean, everyone knows this meme of Namjoon, where when Taeyang does this.
You can say iconic. I saw iconic, you stop yourself from saying it.
We've decided not to bleep it anymore because we use that word so damn much.
No. And our iconics, you know, like, yeah. And so we're going to use it 80 times this episode. It's fine.
Yeah. It's iconic. It really is. So Taeyong comes in, does that, slams the door, and Namjoon doesn't say a word. All he does is he reaches for his coffee cup and he just sips it slowly, like, so shady.
Such a fucking mood. Such a mood.
So the next member is Jungkook, and Namjoon actually thinks that it's Jimin because he's behind this, you know, frosted door, making all these weird figures and stuff. But then he opens it up and he notices that it's Jungkook, who he ends up saying he thought it was maybe Jungkook just because of the figure, because Jungkook is massive. But this is also fucking iconic. Like, this outfit that Jungkook wears.
Yeah.
And the so way that hot. He struts in, like, he fucking is, like, tucking his shirt in under his pants and lifting up his belt. He's in this bright mustard yellow shirt, and the sleeves are rolled up, and so his forearms are, like, exposed, and he's got these tight ripped jeans on that are ripped right at the knees, and then he has this black belt that's just beautifully snatching his waist, and he looks incredible. Ugh. So hot, so God. sexy. He, like, sits on, like, on the arm of Namjoon's couch in the back of the shot, and he's just looking incredible sitting back there. Yes. His figure. Anyways, I don't know what he says.
What it is about Jungkook in, like, a button down. Like, he's in this button down shirt. Yes. And it's like we never see him in a button down, and this moment he's in this button, and it's so fucking hot. It is. Like, I don't know what he says either. I have no clue.
I really don't know what he says.
I'm too distracted when he's in there.
I feel terrible that I don't know what happens, but
we just know what he was wearing. We don't even know what he was there for.
He's being a total cutie. I think he's probably just praising Namjoon like he does, saying he's cool and cute. But so that's pretty much the part that Jungkook has when he comes in. And then after that, Jin comes to visit, and he comes in looking, of course, beautiful and handsome as always. He comes in just saying that he heard that people have been coming in, so he felt the need to show up too and just, like, present his face to the world and then leave. And that's pretty much blessing. The only point. So when he comes in, Namjoon just compliments how good he looks and how he's, like, been how his outfits lately have been complimenting the way he looks a lot. He asks him about getting number one on Billboard Hot 200 for Fake Love. It's pretty brief when he's in there, and then he ends up stepping out, and by some miracle, he's not wrecked for the rest of the V-Live. He's not crashed anymore after that.
Yeah. But
that one's pretty good.
That one's great. Great. Okay, so the next one, I'm seeing a trend here, is the Map of the Soul Persona album review from April 23rd, 2019. And this one is, again, he's getting crashed by Jimin. And Jimin, like, full on slams his body so that it makes a noise. Like, I feel like you can even hear it through the V Live up against the door. And he starts kind of, like, wiggling around. And he wiggles his body all around before finally just entering the room. Namjoon, before Jimin even entered the room, he was just like, oh, it's Jimin.
Yeah.
He needs a lot of love and attention.
He does.
He does. Give it to him. Mm-hmm. Then when Jimin finally entered the room, he actually brought Hobie with him, and they were super, super brief during this crash. Namjoon, basically, I think he just decided that anybody who crashes, especially if it's Jimin, he's just going to say, you have to do a V Live next. Cause he does that to Jimin quite a few times. So he actually was asking both of them when they were going to broadcast next. And they said that they would both broadcast when they were next in America. And then they just left. He was like, all right, so they're here to promote their own broadcast, and now they're gone. Okay.
Now they're gone. Yeah. So the next Namjoon V Live, that it's hard to even call it a Namjoon V Live, but it was definitely meant to be just for him, but it gets crashed pretty much the entire time. And it's Namjoon's archive. And this is from February 20th, 2019. And it's when he decided to bring us into his archive, his studio, and give us a tour. But on his way there, he comes across two very mischievous members who quote, say that they didn't intend to sabotage his V Live, but they're there the entire fucking time.
Derailing it.
So it's Taeyang and Jimin, and they're already outside like Namjoon's studio, and they are standing still. Like, I don't know if Taeyang is standing on something, but they're
like a little tiny short table.
Yeah. So he's standing on that, and Jimin is right next to him, and they're just standing as still as possible. And they look like wax figurines. They're standing so still. And Namjoon,
not a hair is moving. No. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And Namjoon comes up next to him with the camera, and he gets it right in their faces, and they're still not moving a single muscle. They're being so still. And it's just really silly how he introduces them, and it's really cute and funny. So then he goes in, I don't even know how it all transpires, but he goes into his studio and he hears that someone's playing the piano, and he walks in and Taeyang is sitting there playing piano. He's actually playing a real song, not the chopsticks, which he then transcends into playing that after. But it's really cute because Namjoon doesn't seem bothered at all that they're doing this. Like, he wanted to show his studio to all of ARMY, and here's these two maknaes being little shits, and they're having so much fun. But it's just endearing that he's so welcoming of them.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of them, Taeyang and Jimin, come in and out multiple times during this V Live, and there even is a point where Taeyang sits down at like Namjoon's desk, and Namjoon just is like, oh, you're taking over? Okay. And so he like leaves. He leaves his own fucking V Live. And Taeyang's
like, Taeyang, doesn't he like pretend to be Namjoon?
Yeah. It's really funny. And then Jimin comes in, and Jimin's like, we need to go. Like, we need to stop. You know, this is his V Live. And they're like, okay, they leave. And then they come back like again, and they all end up on Namjoon's couch. And this is when it gets so cute, but also hilarious, because it's like Namjoon, Jimin, and then Taeyang on the very end. And you can see Taeyang cuddle up next to Jimin, and Jimin is like shoving him away, like, get off of me. And Taeyang is persistent. He's like, no, I want to cuddle you. And Jimin says, like, get off me. You have bad breath. Like, you smell, pretty much. So Taeyang kind of rolls off the couch. He just rolls off the couch and kind of, like, is being a little pathetic on the ground. And then he sees Namjoon's, I don't know if it's like a humidifier or a dehumidifier or...
I thought it was an air purifier.
Oh, an air purifier. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So Taeyang goes up to it, and I mean, I just have to say, like, how embarrassing would it be for someone to say, like, your best friend to say you have bad breath in front of like millions of people? So, but Taeyang, like, he's not affected by it. He goes over.
He doesn't bat an eye.
No. He sees this air purifier, and he goes up next to it. He puts his mouth up against it and kind of wafts the little steam coming out of this air purifier into his mouth. And he says, purify. And you see Jimin just start to crack up on the couch. Like, he just thinks it's so funny. And then you see Namjoon, who's holding the camera and filming all of this, just like, this is a day in the life for Namjoon.
Yeah.
Seeing these two he's just act like this.
He just has like this, like, Namjoon has like this straight lipped smile, mm-hmm. You know, like, his eyes are still happy, but his mouth is just kind of like, Yep. This is typical. Jimin like completely doubles over like rolls to the other side of the couch laughing. And Taeyang just in the corner, purify.
It's like peak comedy. This is just so funny how this happens and transpires. But that's pretty much the entire video, the entire V Live. I think they give him a little bit of time to himself, but it's very brief.
No, and then once they leave, he literally restarts and does a new like archive part two.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean,
he's like, I didn't get anything done. I didn't actually show anyone my studio.
I remember like when we first saw that V Live, and we're thinking, you know, when Jimin and Taeyang are there at the beginning, we're like, oh cool, we get to see them, oh that's cool, they're acting like statues never would we have thought by the end of it, Taeyong would be like purifying his mouth in the corner and, you know, like, it's just, it's gold.
It's gold. It's one of the best. Yeah.
Iconic.
Yes. And then lastly, just real brief here, for the Map of the Soul 7 V-Live that Namjoon does, he surprisingly doesn't get crashed, but he does get a phone call from Jungkook. And so this V-Live is from March 10th, 2020. And Jungkook calls him to simply say that Namjoon is cool, and that he's so cool, and that he's doing a good job. And it's just really, really sweet and endearing. And that's pretty much it for that V-Live.
Yeah. I count it as crashing, though. I don't think that it was planned at all for Jungkook to call him. And he just was, you know, watching and on his way back from, like, a drive home or something. And
he was filming something. And then he said he was done. And so he was on his way back home and he, like, chimed in for his V-Live.
Isn't that so cute?
So cute, so sweet, so supportive.
Yeah. So that's the end of our Namjoon specific V lives for at least Namjoon specific V live crashes. We're going to dive into all of the other ones that we have to talk about. So first, I'm going to talk about a couple times that Jimin got crashed. Mm-hmm. So on March 26th of 2020, Jimin had a V live titled "Hello, I'm Here." And just 6 minutes into this video, Namjoon comes in and he's saying that he had just worked out. He's wearing an FG hoodie. And I think he just wanted to crash Jimin's V Live since Jimin always crashes his.
Oh, definitely.
Like, it was really one of those totally random, definitely didn't have a reason to be there, just walked in. This one's so cute because while talking about how high quality the camera is, they are sitting in like these rolly computer chairs and they push backwards and roll to kind of the back of the room. And they're like, oh, we can even still see our pores from all the way back here. And then most adorably, they count to three and simultaneously both like push off and roll forward towards the camera.
Mm-hmm. They're just like playing in these rolly chairs. It's really cute.
It's super cute. And then also, typical of Jimin, when he gets his chair up to the front, he kind of crashes it and like falls out of his chair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This boy and sitting down, he just can't.
He can't
manage. Mm-mm. So that one's super cute. And then another one that I love is from August 14th of 2019, and it's titled "I'm Here," and then it has a kissy face emoji. And at the beginning of this V Live, Jin was an expected guest, so I'm not counting him. He was in there. He was there for like a solid 15 minutes. But at the end, like literally the last couple minutes, Namjoon crashes.
Yep.
And he's wearing a fucking muscle shirt.
Guys.
Okay. If you don't know what a muscle shirt is, tank top that's like low cut in the sleeves and like neck, and this is him again, just after working out. So I guess he goes and sees Jimin after working out. I guess this is just a thing.
He gets all swole.
He gets all swole and then he goes and sees Jimin. And as he's walking in, Jimin like does a double take and he's like, oh, I thought you were half naked. which he might as well be with this fucking
so revealing
muscle shirt on. Yeah. So apparently they were supposed to work out together, but Namjoon didn't wait for Jimin. And so they kind of talk about that. Mm-hmm. And then I do not know how this started to transpire, but they end up going on into an in-depth conversation about their wisdom teeth and like their personal dental plan with their dentist on removing wisdom teeth and x-rays and like why they don't like the dentist and what they do with the dentist. And I mean, truly
it's
blessed
so random
content.
And so funny.
It's so random and so funny. When we were watching it, we were like, are they legitimately just talking about their
wisdom teeth removed? Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Jimin says like he hasn't had any of his removed, and Namjoon's like, oh, you're doomed. Like,
Yeah.
Good luck.
And Jimin like hates the dentist, so he's stressed about it. Like he doesn't want someone in his mouth that long because he feels so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And Namjoon, in case you were wondering, he has his top two wisdom teeth removed, but he still has the bottom two because they said that each one would take 30 minutes to get out. And now we know these things about these boys.
It's really funny.
Yeah. So those are a couple of Jimin's. Mm-hmm.
So the next one that we're going to talk about is one of J-Hope's V-Lives. It's from September 10th, 2018. And this is when J-Hope is eating spicy noodles with steak, which was, I believe, Jen's suggestion to eat steak with his spicy noodles. And it's a really cute one. I think they might be in America during this time. I really don't know, but they're like in a hotel and he's being really cute with his spicy noodles. But he gets wrecked by three members, which is what makes this one so fun, because it's not like one by one. They all just kind of pile into the same shot and they're all there at once. And it's really cute. So Jungkook is the first to show up at Hoseok's door, and he comes in and Hobi's being really cute with him. He's like, here, eat my noodles. Like, he's trying to feed him noodles. But of course, Jungkook is on this super strict diet and he's been skipping dinner lately in order to lose weight. So he's like, no, I'm not going to eat it, even though it looks really good. Like, you can tell he's so tempted by it. He wants to eat it. Mm-hmm.
But he's like, oh, one bite will lead to more bites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need that kind of self-control in my life.
I know, right? Not happening in quarantine.
No. Oh, definitely not. But it's really cute. And just seeing like J-Hope trying to feed him, and he's just kind of like antagonizing him and all this. So another thing about Jungkook is he's being really cute. He's sitting up close to the camera and he like flashes his hands. I don't know exactly how it all transpires, but they're talking about like accessories and clothing and how Jungkook's birthday is coming up, and they're thinking about what to get him for his birthday. And he like flashes his hands at the screen and he has like a trillion rings on his fingers. Like, it's like a ridiculous amount of rings. Like, he's just...
And like bracelets too.
Yeah, totally decked out with accessories. It's really cute. So then they hear a knock at the door and they're like, oh my gosh, someone else is here. So Jungkook goes and gets it and he's like, oh, it's Namjoon Young. It's RM Young. And so Namjoon comes in and he's wearing a full body Puma tracksuit and he looks so big. Like, he looks incredible. But he decides that he just wants to join in on this V Live too. And then they hear another knock at the door and they're like, what? Another one? Another person? What? So they go and they answer it, and it's now Taeyang, who comes in and says that he was just drawing himself a bath for his lower body. And he's in nothing but this white robe and a LA, that like LA hat that he wears that's bright red. And it's, of course, like he's wearing it backwards on his head. And he comes into the picture and it's just all of them. And it's Hobi's V Live, but all of a sudden he's just been crashed by three people.
Yeah.
And they get all these really cute little poses together before they just like all head out at once. And it's really, really cute.
It's so cute. I love, first of all, like Jungkook, I think he originally comes in because somebody asked him like what he's going to get him for his upcoming birthday. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of talking about what he might get him. And like less than a minute later, Jungkook busts through the door because he had been watching in the other room. Oh, so you're talking about my birthday.
Yeah.
But what is so funny to me is that when he gets there, he's like adjusting the buttons on his shirt like making sure they're all buttoned, because he was definitely previously just shirtless and like threw that on as fast as
100%,
he could.
Yeah.
And then when Taeyang with this fucking robe, like,
oh my gosh,
he almost flashes us completely a few times.
Yes. I love all of the like pictures that came from this that like were going viral on the internet, because oh my gosh, Taeyang in a white robe. Like, he really said that he was just drawing himself a bath and was like, hold up, I gotta go see Hoseok Young.
I gotta get into this V-Live right now. Yeah.
It's amazing. Incredible.
So the next one that I have to talk about is from May 18th of 2019. And this is a Jungkook V-Live in which he's crashed by Jimin, Taeyang, and Jin. So he goes live because some of the other members had previously, like, literally just finished a live. Like, he heard them saying goodbye and wrapping it up as he was walking in from his workout. But he kind of wanted the opportunity to say hi to Army too and to hang out. So he thought he would go live. Immediately when he turns it on, Jimin, who's like sitting in another place in the room, is like, are you seriously live right now? Mm-hmm. Like, or did you just go live? Mm-hmm. And so Jimin crashes immediately and he is immediately a part of this live, which was, we watched further just for, you know, sake of saying this was specifically a crash. Jimin, like, definitely was not planned to, like,
be there,
be in mm-hmm. that, because Jungkook was really just trying to have, like, his own moment. So soon Jin comes by as well, and then Taeyong comes in, and just all three of them masterfully fuck up Jungkook's solo live.
And his neatly packed away clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, they go through his clothes as if it were a store. Like, Jin picks it up and he's like, oh, what's this? Is this for sale? And Jungkook, I guess he had literally just bought these clothes, and like, they're like asking for prices and like trying to try it on, unfolding everything. They even like steal the camera and the chair that he's sitting in and take his place. And even like, this is probably just because he's the youngest and he's just trying to be respectful and just also catch what's on camera. For the majority of the time that they're there, he's filming all of them. Like, he still could be in the shot, but he's making mm-hmm. sure all of them are in it too and filming their side conversation and not, you know, getting to put in anything. And it's just chaotic. It's crazy until they all leave.
It's really crazy. But also you have Jin and the Maknae line. So, I mean, what do you expect to happen here? It's such a beautiful V Live. Guys, if you have not seen this one, it is so chaotic and crazy and so, so fun.
Mm-hmm.
So the next V Live is from quite a while ago, but this is one that I immediately thought of. It's one of Jungkook's V Lives from May 5th, 2017. And it's where it's basically a Maknae line V Live that ends up happening. But Jungkook is in this white t-shirt. He's super baby gookie at this point because it's 2017. Mm-hmm. So he's still really young, but mm-hmm. he's starting to look more mature. But he's singing songs for Army for this V Live. And it's pretty late at night. And we can hear Jimin come into the room, but you like don't see him. And Jimin's like, I can hear you. You're singing too loudly. Like, go to bed. Go to bed. And he ends up leaving. And Jungkook's like, oh, I guess I'm being too loud. Well, screw it. So he decides to be a little shit. And he plays Jimin's Lie really loud. Like, real loudly. And he's intentionally trying to play it loud enough that, of course, it's going to strike a chord with Jimin and bring Jimin back into his hotel room. And he kind of is like, at first he's like, oh, I guess he doesn't hear it or whatever. Maybe he fell asleep. And then like Jimin finally decides to come back and he's not alone. He comes back with Taeyong as well, who probably heard this loud music too. So then Jimin is just in a bathrobe. Like, Jimin is in nothing but a bathrobe, and he even like messes with the like the tie around his waist. Mm-hmm. He's being such a little flirt and he's kind of leaning against the bed. I'm like, wow, Jimin,
stop.
Stop. He's just a hopeless flirt. And then Taeyong comes in. He's got his classic blue and white striped silk pajamas on that I think he wears as like regular clothes for about a year or two. I don't know where those are now. They haven't made an appearance in a while. If Taeyong, I'm saying this now, if Taeyong whips out these blue silk pajamas within the next couple weeks or months, they for sure listen to this podcast.
Yes.
Wasn't there something that happened recently that we had just
said? Yes, bitch. We just said like last week, oh, we think Ijin is dead. Where's Ijin? What did he just fucking do?
He just put out an Ijin. I couldn't believe it.
I mean, well, we have to eat our words now. Like, Ijin is alive. But like, I mean, the coincidence? Also, when we did the forehead episode for episode 100 and we couldn't find like any Taeyong forehead pics, And we've gotten like three since then. And we got one like the week after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We even had an iconic tweet them at us like, hey, here's some Taeyong forehead pictures now. Like he's all of a sudden putting them out.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways, I'm just putting that out there. Okay, anyways. So in this V-Live, it's really cute because what ends up happening is they play Lie again and they all are just dancing and being super silly and funny. And it's just a really cute V-Live.
Yeah.
So the next one is really brief and really short. It's Yoongi's V-Live from February 16th, 2019. And it gets crashed by Namjoon, but very briefly, very, very briefly. Mm-hmm. It's funny because when he hears knocking at his door, he's like, if that's Taeyong, he's like, no. but it's Namjoon. So we get some Namgi. It's really cute. He comes in and he's wearing Tata pajamas, which is really random. But he's wearing Tata pajamas and he comes in just to say like, hi, make an appearance. And he's very brief. He's like, this is your V-Live. I'll head out. Okay. And then he leaves. And it's just cute. Really cute.
I love Namgi. I love them.
Oh. Namgi.
They're just respect. Like such respect. Ugh, brothers. Man. Okay, so the next one is, I'm just going to say it right now, iconic Hope on the Street from April 13th, 2016.
Iconic.
This is when Taeyong chaotically crashes and dances during this Hope on the Street. So what had been previously happening is that Hobi and Jimin, they were just in the classic studio. They were freestyle dancing to music that they were playing. At one point, Taeyong calls them and he says that he's on his way there. He's biking there right
he's
now.
Biking there.
And at that time, Hobi and Jimin were like, really about to wrap up the V Live. So they're like really on him. They're like, okay, I mean, you got to get here fast though, because we were kind of done. Like now they're kind of stalling for a while, like 10, 15 minutes. But they tell him on the phone that immediately upon his arrival, he has to freestyle. So finally, after some really cute close up camera chat with Hobi and Jimin, Taeyong literally crashes through the door. Like, I mean,
crashing.
I wish we were there.
Yes.
Like, I mean, the door probably slams against the wall and
it
like
it hits
I
like
mean,
a water jug next to the door or something like that.
Yeah. He does it with such force. It feels like the glass should break.
Yeah.
You know? So he literally crashes through the door with his bike and all, and he kind of shoves his bike to the side.
His pink bike.
And I think Jimin Jimin throws him a bucket hat. Taeyong puts on this bucket hat and immediately starts to epically freestyle.
Epically. Yeah. When
amazing. Some of the best.
When you sent this to me, I had never seen it before. This was a while back, but when you sent it to me the first time, like 2 years ago, it changed my life. I was like, oh my God, like seeing Taeyong freestyle like this, but everything leading up to it was just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes in and freestyles and does like a really kind of decent job.
Yeah. There was such a buildup. I really think it was like 10, 15 minutes of them kind of dancing, chatting, stalling. Such a buildup. Wait, I think they called him back like two or three times and he comes in and fucking kills it. Like, I'll never forget this Taeyong moment. So iconic. Like,
so
his
iconic,
freestyle
yeah.
dancing was just incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so lastly for our V-Live crush episode, we're going to talk about J-Hope's Chicken Noodle Soup V-Live that he did September 27th, 2019. This is when Taeyong and Jungkook both come in during this and they do the Chicken Noodle Soup Challenge. So Taeyong's the first one to come in and he's got his cute little glasses on and just his black, he's just wearing like a black shirt and black pants. He just looks cozy. But he comes in and he just has a total blast doing the chicken noodle soup challenge and doing the dance. And you can tell like Taeyong just absolutely loves chicken noodle soup and this dance.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on, Jungkook comes in, he knocks on the door, and oh my gosh, guys, Jungkook has that long hair, like, post-Bon Voyage. Yeah. That long hair, so, oh my gosh, like, kind of frizzy.
Curly, wavy.
He's in sweats and, like, this plaid shirt that's oversized. And he goes so hard for this chicken noodle soup challenge. And he does such an incredible job. And it's so cute to see J-Hope there because he's like, yeah, 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 yeah. Like, he's like getting so
such
hyped.
Such a hype man.
Yeah. It's adorable. And at the end, after Jungkook does the chicken noodle soup challenge, he is kind of just talking about his thoughts on chicken noodle soup and the music video and the dance and everything that J-Hope had done. And he says, I didn't think I could fall for a guy. Like, he's like, J-Hope is so sexy and incredible for chicken noodle soup.
What a compliment. I remember J-Hope reacting to that. He was like, wow, you know.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
But at the very end, J-Hope ends up asking, like, what Jungkook was up to, what he was doing, and he references that he was working on more than one song and definitely majorly hints at his own mixtape that he's trying to put together. And watching this, you and I both were like, where is it? Where's Yoongi's? Where's Jungkook's? We're all quarantined. Map of the Soul 7 is like still carrying us all, but we want it. We've been waiting.
But I mean,
we've been waiting.
Come on, you're just at your home studio right now. Drop the mixtape. Quit telling us for like a year that you have it. You have songs ready to go, Min Yoongi.
Oh my gosh,
okay,
Min Yoongi.
And just put it out. God damn it. It's going to be perfect. Yeah. It's going to be amazing. Like, you don't have to tweak that song a little bit more. Just put it out.
But
just let us
honestly,
have it.
They can take their time. We'll get it when we get it. If we ever get it. We don't care. We love, we stand no matter what.
Of course.
All right.
Wow.
So that's all of our, I guess, VLive crashes that we've compiled. There's probably many, many more. Just a reminder, we did not do any of the birthday VLive crashes. We did not count those. Those are going to be in their own episode. So since we have a little bit of extra time here, we're going to finally do content of the week. Kind of forgot that existed.
Yes. No, we didn't forget it existed, you guys. We just didn't have it in the document for 3 weeks, but it's back. Okay. The reason why we were inspired to do content of the week this week is because last week, after doing our run replay, we were kind of like, okay, we need to catch up on these current run episodes. And we both watched a couple different ones, but we both specifically watched the most recent one from last week, which was the florist episode. And we loved that episode so much. And oh God. And during the episode, like, BTS, they like fall in love with the florist that is kind of instructing them, and they're just like kind of creating a K-drama for him out of thin air, and like, you know, talking about his backstory and like everything else. So today I found his Twitter and his Instagram, and he has a TikTok. I guess he was interviewed by Teen Vogue about working with BTS and, you know, doing this run episode with them. And since then, ARMY kind of like found him, and he created these. He already had a TikTok and an Instagram, but he just created a Twitter. It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. And he's so sweet, and he's so beautiful. My goodness. Like, this whole whole run episode is like BTS making an AU for Isaac. Like, Isaac is just this beautiful, gorgeous flower boy. It's so fanficky, and it's so cute how it all goes about. But something that I just now thought of that I remember seeing a translation for online was, I guess Isaac, maybe it was for that Vogue interview or whatever, but apparently Jin was like super goofy and funny throughout the entire episode, but afterwards he approached Isaac and apologized if he was came off offensive or anything like that, and that he
To his art,
that he did it because a lot of the other members can be shy and stuff, so he did it like for the show and to just kind of make things more lively and fun, and that he didn't mean to like offend Isaac or anything that he does for a living. And I just thought that was so sweet, right? Like, so thoughtful, totally Jin, like going in being this amazing, amazing comic relief, like pure comedy, but making sure that he's like not offending anyone in the process.
Oh my gosh. I did not know that. That's so sweet. I love that. We really had a fun time. And thank you for saying his name, Flower Boy Isaac. We really had a fun time like scrolling through his Instagram earlier, because it's like really like even before, you know, the Run BTS, like he has these really artsy like flower posts, like with him and flowers and cool lighting. And he is quite attractive.
He is attractive.
He has a TikTok that like he'll do, you know, like he'll do the trends and he'll do some dances. He danced to On during one of his TikToks. We linked all of his social media and that specific On TikTok in the document, but like we're gonna follow him now and we're gonna keep up with him. So so that was our content of the week. Sorry that it's been so long since we've done that. Make sure that you guys are just staying home, staying healthy, doing things to stay sane, you know, staying healthy by keeping yourself home. You also need to stay mentally healthy. So do what Bethany has been doing, which is working out from home, and not what I've been doing, which is not working out from home, because you need to take care of that health triangle. Okay. They all go together, physical, mental, emotional health.
Yeah, but you've been dabbling in a lot of hobbies and stuff.
I have been rich with hobbies. Yes. Yeah. You know?
I did learn how to Dutch braid my hair today.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to make, we just went to the grocery store and I didn't check if we had the ingredients, but if we have the ingredients, I think I'm going to make sourdough bread. I'm going to try to make like a sourdough starter.
Yeah.
I've been doing baking, I've been doing coloring, you know, guys, just try a lot of Nintendo Switch, try to do something, reach out to people.
Reach out to friends and family.
You know, let people know that you're still there. Catch up with people. But make sure you're taking care of you during this time.
Mm. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Well, if you guys liked this episode or if you've liked any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. Of course, reach out to us on social media. We love to hear from you. It makes our week when you tweet at us, you tell us what you thought about the episode. It just means so much to us. You can also email us, you know, if you have any thoughts, you have any additions, you have any corrections or whatever, we would love to hear that. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.